I'm doing fine, thanks, Reed. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, first of all, congratulations on the new job. And it's kind of funny, congratulations on finally being an Edmonton Oiler, the team that drafted you back in 1984 as a player. Funny how it works out, eh?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit surreal. It's certainly the homecoming for us, that my family and I had to come back to St. Albert and have an opportunity. So blessed and fortunate to have an opportunity to work for the Oilers.
You know, obviously you had an incredible season in Swift Current, and I'll ask you later on maybe to kind of put a capper on it, but obviously you were Coach of the Year. The team did really well. You know, Manny, I know there are some things that obviously happened behind closed doors, but, for listeners who might be interested in the business of hockey or how coaches try to progress, what was it like coaching the Broncos, yet also, you know, being spoken to by NHL opportunities and weighing some things about your future at an intense time of year?
Well, you know, first of all, the teams, and especially the Oilers, were so respectful and knowing, very well knowing that how, you know, deep we're in the playoffs and, you know, how important this part of the season was for our organization. And they were very, very respectful and very patient. And when there was time to have a conversation and talk like that, it was good for both sides, and they were really, really good as far as let me know that anytime that I couldn't do it or talk, they would understand it. And but we found time, and most importantly, able to take care of both things, and very fortunate enough to be able to do it.
You know, I don't know how much you knew Todd McClellan from before this process, but was there anything that made you feel there might be a connection there? And when I say connection, I don't just mean philosophies, because sometimes it's important to even disagree a little bit or present new ideas, but maybe just that connection in terms of the ability to communicate and be open-minded with each other.
Well, I think that's real important as far as any successful staff, whether it's hockey or in business. You got to have open dialogue, and a lot of times you don't always have to agree on everything, but the important thing is being able to discuss it and speak freely, and that's something Todd has really encouraged. He says that he wants that from his coaching staff for next season here, and he wants to hear ideas and to have discussions and debates about different things and that too. And I think that anytime you get into healthy dialogue and conversation, that certainly is going to make the team better and also the coaching staff better also too. So I'm looking forward to that. I've obviously followed Todd's career throughout all his career in the National Hockey League, and he's very, very successful and a very good coach.
You know, Manny, you said a little bit surreal, and you can almost look back on your coaching career and say that, because, you were in Europe, you were coaching the Austrian national team, you coached in the Olympics. What did you, when you look back on that time in Europe, what was a key to your development as a coach, or maybe, maybe something that further ignited that passion, or maybe made you think like, hey, maybe someday I am going to get back to the NHL and be on a coaching staff. I don't know, I'm kind of being kind of general here, but I'm sure there were some pretty interesting moments along the way in Europe, specifically with Austria and Germany.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me, Reed, was when I retired from playing hockey, I played till I was 40, very fortunate to play when I was 40 years old. And I was given an opportunity right after that to get into management and also coaching over in Europe, is how much I enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed it. And I, when I was done playing, I thought I knew everything about the game, but I actually didn't know anything about the game until, I started getting into coaching. And then the first thing I did was hire people to work with me that were better coaches and better students of the game and had more experience, and I learned as much as I possibly could and asked as many questions as I possibly can to the people that I trusted and who I liked, what type of style of coaching they were. And it's always been for me is it's never has been work. It's always fun, and not to say there's not a lot of work involved. There's a tremendous amount of work that has to go involved in everything at every level. But for me, it's not difficult. It's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it. And for that, for me, is why I just wanted to continue to keep going, and eventually said I want to try to get as the highest level as possible. And I'm so fortunate to have that opportunity now.
New Oilers assistant coach Manny Vivieros joining us tonight, Inside Sports on 630 CHED. He, Trent Yanni, and Glenn Gulletson. also hired as Oilers assistant coaches. You know, Glenn and Trent, I don't know how often you may have crossed paths with them before, but any thoughts there or any pre-existing relationship with those men?
Well, outside of playing against Trent in junior hockey and also with Todd junior hockey, you know, certainly know who these gentlemen are, but I've never had a whole lot of contact. But the hockey world is small, very, very small, so you get to hear a lot of things. And in this business, you hear right away who are good people and good quality and who are very talented at what they do. And all three of those guys, Todd, Trent, and Glenn, come highly recommended and highly endorsed by everybody in the hockey business. And that's something I'm so looking forward to, have an opportunity to learn from these guys and you know, bounce ideas off them also.
You know, I often ask this question. So, you know, you would have been coaching pro in Europe last couple of years with Swift, and now into the NHL. So the last couple of years, you would have been dealing obviously with all players 20 and younger, and now you'll be dealing mostly with players 20 and over, and obviously some guys into their early or even mid 30s. Does that change at all how you relate to players of different age groups? Does that change a coach's approach at all?
Well, it certainly does. I think, you know, obviously you have a more established player that's been in professional hockey for a number of years. They don't play for a number of years in national hockey unless they get what it understands to be a professional hockey player, whether it's how they, you know, work on ice, work off ice, how do they manage their time, family, and everything. And, you know, if you can play in National Hockey League for a long period of time, you get how everything's supposed to work. You know, with kids, younger kids coming into pro hockey, or how we try to, you know, send our kids on from our junior level here, is that we try to treat them and get them ready for that next level, professional level, as far as, you know, how they are off ice, time management, getting proper rest, nutrition, and everything else. And there's no question, a different dynamic as far as mature-wise also, too. And, you know, a lot of times the young kids, we forget that they're just kids, especially at the junior level. And sometimes you just got to allow them to be kids and let them, you know, grow up in a way without pushing them too quick. And, you know, that's something that this organization's always take pride in. Like, it's not just the hockey side of it. It's more important that we're sending mature young men onto the next whatever career choice they make after hockey.
Manny, I almost hate to throw this one at you, but you know me, I'm going to do it anyway. And I know you have a lot of Oilers games and film to watch now to recap the last season. But, I mean, you know the story. The power play had some great offensive players on it, but was last in the NHL in terms of percentage over the full year. I mean, I'll ask you just kind of generally, your maybe power play philosophy and what you would hope to maybe contribute to that part of the Oilers this coming season.
Well, you know, Reed, right now, you know, as far as how everything's going to be delegated, as far as with the coaching staff, it's going to be a collaboration of everybody, of having input in all the special teams and everything that we do. And right now, it's you know, too early for me to say anything about what exactly I'll be doing specifically until we all sit down as a coaching staff and talk about this. And, you know, then when due time we have that, then I'll be able to elaborate more. But again, you know, before you can start commenting on certain things, I have to, like you said, look at game film and ask questions and ask some questions first of all. So, but, you know, maybe we could have this conversation in maybe 6 weeks or 2 months from now. Again, I can give you a much clearer answer.
Fair enough. Todd did mention today that he thinks to start out with you'd likely be up top for the first couple of periods and then be on the bench for the third period. How does that sound to you? I mean, obviously you've been on a bench a lot, but what do you look forward to in that role?
You know what? Whatever Doc Todd also too. I said whatever he needs me to do as far as what role, what capacities is I'm all in. So, you know, that's something that we're always going to discuss later on, going throughout the year though. But you know, Reed, I'm a rookie. my first time in this type of position in the National Hockey League, and there's going to be an opportunity for me, or I need some time just to kind of see how things work at the National Hockey League level and everything. So, you know, whatever they're asking me to do, I'm going to be there. In full support and do whatever I can.
Okay, and I mentioned we'd kind of put the capper on the Broncos season, because obviously you and I have talked a lot throughout a pretty fun year overall for the Broncos. I know it didn't obviously end the way you wanted at the Memorial Cup, but you know, just tell me a little bit about that. I mean, look, it's not a forgiving tournament. You can have a bad couple games and you're behind the eight ball. Just how do you look back at the Memorial Cup now that you've had a couple days to digest it?
Well, you know, every experience that we've had throughout the playoffs and our regular season or Memorial Cup, whether it's positive or negative, we know our group embrace it, and then we, you know, look at it and we move on. You know, our journey just to get there was extraordinary in itself, where we played 26 games. I think it was the record of any CHL team in history to get to the Memorial Cup. And there's no question, Reed, we were tired. It was a long year. We played 101 games. And it was a long year for our kids, and our kids were a little bit banged up, and we had a difficult time matching that energy and that intensity level that we did through our playoffs, the 2 months of our playoffs. And that's not taking anything away from the teams that beat us. They're all deserving, the great hockey teams. And if we played at our best during that tournament, you know, we still may not have won, but you know, our kids were really you know, exhausted at the end of the year, but doesn't take away at all from how proud we were of our kids and how they dealt with the adversities over the last 2 months with everything that happened, you know, especially with the Humboldt tragedy also too. Very proud of our boys.
Well, Manny, thanks for talking to us tonight. I mean, fans are happy for you, and obviously you're a great Edmonton story. You're going to be working here for the Oilers. Congratulations on the new job. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks for having me on.